Монголын дуу хоолой радио ярьж байна.
The Voice of Mongolia in English is speaking. Сайн байна уу? Welcome to the Voice of Mongolia in English, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, the capital city of Mongolia. This half-hour transmission can be heard in Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1430 UTC at 12015 kHz shortwave. You can also visit our website at www.vom.mn/en and listen to an online version of our daily broadcast. Welcome to Voice of Mongolian English. On today's mailbox program, Robert and I will review some letters sent by our listeners last week. Before we introduce some of your letters, we will update you on the recent news in Mongolia. So please stay tuned. Here's the news. Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Belarus paid an official visit to Mongolia. At the invitation of Minister of Foreign Affairs Batitsig, Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Belarus Sergei Alenik paid an official visit to Mongolia last week. During his visit, Minister Sergei Alenik paid a courtesy call on President of Mongolia, Hursuk. During the meeting, both sides expressed satisfaction with the current state of bilateral relations and reaffirmed their commitments to further enhancing cooperation in various fields, including trade, economy, education, culture, and tourism. The Belarusian minister conveyed warm greetings from the President of Belarus and emphasized the importance of strengthening ties between the two countries. He highlighted Belarus interested in expanding economic cooperation with Mongolia, particularly in sectors such as agriculture, industry, and technology. President Hursuk expressed Mongolia's appreciation for Belarus's support and cooperation over the years and reiterated Mongolia's commitment to deepening bilateral relations. He emphasized the importance of mutual respect, trust, and understanding in further advancing the partnership between the two countries. Both sides discussed regional and international issues of mutual interest and exchanged views on ways to enhance cooperation within the framework of regional organizations and forums. In particular, the President seeked potential cooperation for Mongolia's ambitious plans under the Billion Trees and Food Supply and Security campaigns spearheaded by Hursuk and implementation of joint projects under these campaigns to address environmental and food security challenges. As part of the Billion Trees National Movement, discussions centered on fostering cooperation in various aspects related to forestry and environmental conservation. Specifically, the dialogue included plans for technology transfer, capacity building, and expert training initiatives aimed at enhancing Mongolia's capabilities in sustainable forestry practices. The Minister of Foreign Affairs, Batitsig, also welcomed the Belarusian counterpart, and both parties acknowledged the significance of this visit as a testament to the growing engagement and cooperation between Mongolia and Belarus. During their discussions, both parties delved into the future objectives of their bilateral cooperation, outlining specific projects and programs to be pursued collaboratively. The dignitaries reached an agreement to broaden cooperation across various sectors, aiming to deepen ties and achieve mutual benefits. Key areas identified for expanded cooperation included trade, economy, food, agriculture, education, science, environment, and emergency. By focusing on these sectors, the countries sought to leverage their respective strengths and resources to foster sustainable development and address shared challenges. The meeting between the Mongolian president and Belarusian foreign affairs minister concluded with a reaffirmation of the strong bonds of friendship and bilateral cooperation and a commitment to work together to further strengthen and diversify bilateral relations for the mutual benefit and their peoples.
Mongolia luxury chess set placed in the World Chess Hall of Fame. A Mongolian luxury chess set, sophisticatedly crafted with care and precision, was enshrined in the World Chess Hall of Fame Museum in St. Louis, Missouri, in the United States, on March 11, 2024. At the opening ceremony of the America Cup 2024, the Consul of Mongolia in Chicago, Batsasak, director of Han Chess Company Batoyun, and designer Narambat, rang the ceremony's opening bell. The large-sized Mongolia luxury chess set, crafted by the Han Chess Company, is named Brotherhood. The World Chess Hall of Fame is a must-see for chess enthusiasts. It houses a collection of ancient and beautifully crafted chess sets from around the world, making it into one of the grand museums. Additionally, it honors legendary chess players from the United States and abroad in its Hall of Fame. Furthermore, the company Han Chess, established in 2015, specialized in crafting souvenir chess sets related to Mongolian history. The finest chess sets of Han Chess are exhibited in the Genghis Khan National Museum of Mongolia and the Swiss National Museum in Switzerland.
Silk Road Rally to be organized. Mongolia, Russia, and the People's Republic of China are jointly organizing the Silk Road Rally to be held from July 1st to 14th. The first Silk Road Rally took place in 2009. This year is the 15th anniversary of the international project Silk Road Rally, and it has not been held since 2019 because of pandemic. It was emphasized that the majority of this year's race will have a round over the territory of Mongolia. The race that connected three countries on one spectacular route instantly became one of the most significant motorsport events in the world. In relation to that, the members of the organizing committee of Mongolia and Russia met and exchanged opinions on the organization of the competition. At the meeting, the Russian side asked to pay special attention to the organization at a high level, the safety of the participants, and state support from Mongolia on border and customs issues. Every year, the Silk Road Rally develops new rally routes, but the 2024 edition is preparing a completely extraordinary challenge for the competitors. The route that will once again connect cities and countries is going to cross the most diverse territories and present the most admirable landscapes to the participants, viewers, and audiences of the competition.
Cooperate with Tokyo and Sapporo on urban planning and infrastructure development. Last week, the governor of the capital city and mayor of Ulaanbaatar, Nyambata, received a delegation led by Igawahara Masaru, ambassador of Japan to Mongolia. He was appointed ambassador of Japan to Mongolia in December of last year, and during this meeting, the parties exchanged views on bilateral cooperation. In 1972, diplomatic relations were established between Mongolia and Japan. In the framework of that cooperation, Japan and Mongolia have major construction projects, including Narnigur, or the Sun Bridge, the Japan-Mongolia Hospital, and a new airport in Hushik Valley in Ulaanbaatar City. The parties emphasized that Ulaanbaatar City is developing successfully in the fields of health, agriculture, education, culture, and economy, with Japanese cities such as Tokyo, Sapporo, and Miyakonojo. Also, they expressed interest to expand and develop cooperation in the fields of construction, such as urban planning and infrastructure. The 50th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between Japan and Mongolia was celebrated back in 2022. Ambassador Masaru said that it is a tradition for Japan to organize cultural events every year, and it is planned to organize Japanese Cultural Days in Ulaanbaatar from August 17 and 18 this year. In addition, he thanked the citizens of Ulaanbaatar for providing humanitarian aid to the people affected by the earthquake that occurred in the Noto region of Ishikawa, Japan, at the beginning of this year. Okay, that's all the news for today. Now, before we review our listeners' mails and emails, let us take a short musical break.
Welcome back, listeners. You are listening to Voice of Mongolia. We will now review our mailbox for this week, looking at the listener reports and feedback we have received for the last week. We will review the emails and also answer some questions if our listeners have sent any. Please take a seat and stay with us.
Thank you.
The first mail was sent by Mr. Najimuddin from West Bengal. He listened to our broadcast on the 14th of March. The time was 9 to 9:30 UTC. Frequency was 12.085 kHz. He asked about the national animal of Mongolia. Here is the answer. According to A2ZAnimals.com, Przewalski's horse is the national symbolic animal of Mongolia. Przewalski's horse, also known as Mongolian wild tech, is a rare and endangered horse originally native to the steppes of Central Asia. It is named after the Russian geographer and explorer Nikolai Przewalski. Once extinct in the wild since the 1990s, it has been reintroduced to its native habitat in Mongolia in the Hostan-Noro National Park, Tahintal Nature Reserve and Homintal, as well as several other locales in Central Asia and Eastern Europe. These horses once roamed the steppes of Central Asia in large numbers, but due to habitat loss, hunting, and competition with domesticated livestock, they became extinct in the wild by the 1960s. Fortunately, concerted conservation efforts have led to a remarkable recovery of the Przewalski's horse population. The wild horse is stocky and robust, with a dun-colored coat, a dark mane, and a distinctive dorsal stripe running along its back. They have a unique physiology adapted to survive in harsh environments, such as the cold winters and sparse vegetation of the Mongolian and Chinese steppes. Reintroduction projects have seen some success, with the Przewalski's horses now living in semi-wild conditions in their former range. However, they still face threats such as habitat degradation, competition with livestock, and potential interbreeding with domesticated horses. Conservationists continue to monitor and protect these wild horses, recognizing their importance as a symbol of the natural heritage of Central Asia and as a key species for maintaining the ecosystems of the steppes. Through ongoing research, habitat restoration, and community involvement, efforts are being made to ensure the long-term survival of Przewalski's horse in the wild.
Our next mail was written by Alfred Albrecht from Germany. Let's read his letter. Dear friends, I would like to write something about my reception report on March 11, 2024. I saw a very interesting report on our television about Mongolia. It has been reported that more and more young people want to learn how to hunt with the eagle. Then the reporters were on the trail of the snow leopard. The number of these animals has risen to 1,000. The 30 million goats are a problem from nature because these animals tear out the young plants by the roots. Mongolia is particularly affected by climate change. Is that so? Here's the answer. Mongolia's vast grasslands, often referred to as the steppe, cover a significant portion of the country's landmass and are crucial for supporting both wildlife and traditional nomadic herding lifestyles. However, the overgrazing of these grasslands, especially by goats, has led to a widespread degradation and desertification. Goats are a common livestock species in Mongolia, prized for their ability to thrive in harsh environments and provide valuable resources such as meat, milk and cashmere wool. However, their grazing habits can be particularly destructive to grasslands. Unlike other livestock species like sheep or cattle, goats are browsers rather than grazers, meaning they prefer to eat leaves, shrubs and young plants rather than just grass. The preference for woody vegetation can lead to the destruction of plant cover and soil erosion. One of the primary drivers of goat overgrazing in Mongolia is the increasing demand for cashmere wool on the international market. Cashmere, which is derived from the soft undercoat of goats, is a valuable commodity and a significant source of income for many Mongolian herders. To meet the demand for cashmere, herders have increased their goat herds, often at the expense of sustainable land management practices. The consequences of goat overgrazing in Mongolia is manifold. It leads to a loss of vegetation cover, soil erosion, and degradation of soil fertility. This, in turn, can exacerbate desertification and contribute to the expansion of desert areas known as desertification, which poses significant challenges for both biodiversity and human livelihoods. Desertification can lead to the loss of habitat for wildlife, reduce the availability of grazing land for livestock, and threaten the traditional nomadic herding way of life. Efforts to address land degradation in Mongolia due to goats involve a combination of policy interventions, community-based initiatives, and sustainable land management practices.
Okay, the next person is Mr. Siddhartha Bhattacharya from India. He listened to our broadcast on 12th March. The time was 9 to 9:30 UTC. Frequency was 1208 5 kHz. He gave us all 4 marks. He asked if we celebrate World Consumers' Rights Day. Here's the answer. In Mongolia, the World Consumer Rights Day has been celebrated since 2012. The consumer movement marks 15th March with World Consumer Rights Day every year as a means of raising global awareness about consumer rights and needs. Celebrating the day is a chance to demand that the rights of all consumers are respected and protected, and to protest against market abuses and social injustices which undermine those rights. World Consumer Rights Day is globally recognized with support from the United Nations and other international actors. For 40 years, Consumers International has run the campaigns uniting the consumer movement to celebrate together. Consumers International members help to select the campaign topic each year to help mobilize global action on pressing issues impacting consumers. In Mongolia, about 20 to 30 cases of violation on consumer rights are reported annually. Most cases are related to high price. International Development Law Organization has been working in Mongolia since February 2019 with the European Bank for Reconstruction and Development to strengthen the capacity of the government agency in charge of competition, the Authority for Competition and Consumer Protection. During COVID-19 pandemic years, companies took advantage of the pandemic crisis and raised the prices of their products. On 12th February 2020, the government of Mongolia passed a resolution tasking the Authority for Fair Competition and Consumer Protection to take measures to prevent and combat excessive pricing, creating artificial scarcity, misleading advertisements, commodity overstock, and speculation in an emergency situation.
Okay, we've come to the end of our mailbag program today. Thank you for tuning in to the Voice of Mongolia in English, and I hope you take care until our next program. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
That's the end of the program, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. The Voice of Mongolia provides half-hour transmission to Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1430 UTC on 12015 kHz shortwave. You can also download the phone application MNB Radio and listen to all the programs of Voice of Mongolia. Your emails and letters are most welcome with your feedbacks and detailed reception report. Please either email them to vom_en@yahoo.com or send them to the English section, The Voice of Mongolia, CPO Box 365, Ulaanbaatar 13, Mongolia. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.